Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms chapter 42 and verse 6. Psalmist writes, O my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore, I remember you. In King James Version, it writes, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, we all go through the down times in our lives. We go through our valleys, we go through our pit experiences, we go through rough times, challenging times, and we need to remember to fix our eyes on Jesus. Max Lucado says, when God doesn't do what we want, it's not easy. It never has been and it never will be. Faith is the conviction that God knows more than us and He'll get us through. Disappointment is caused by unmet expectations and it's cured by revamped expectations. So my advice to you is don't panic, don't give up, be patient, because God is in control. It ain't over till it's over. So when you are disappointed, I'll give you a few pointers from this beautiful Psalm of 42, where David was in despair, discouraged, downcast, how he is putting his hope in the Lord. And that's where we look at. Number one, look inward. David asked, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? In verse 5, the thing is, we need to admit how we feel, right? You can't deal with what you don't acknowledge. Ask God to show you the root of the problem. Is it pent up anger? Is it envy? Is it unforgiveness? Is it pride or lust? Is it physical and or mental fatigue? Be open to what Jesus reveals to you. Secondly, look upward. David said, I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him. Instead of focusing on your discouragement, focus on the one who knows the way out. Number three, remember God's past faithfulness, right? David said, I'm deeply discouraged, but I will remember you. Through every trial, Joseph clung to the assurance that God still controlled his destiny. Recalling God's faithfulness builds your confidence that He'll continue to provide. Same David did. He remembered God's faithfulness in the cave of Adullam and En-Gedi. And he remembered the faithfulness of God. Right? When you are in a deep pit in a cave, focus back on the faithfulness of God. When you don't see the end of the tunnel, remind yourself of the faithfulness of God. It will help you, right? Fourthly, remember you don't have to understand just because you can't figure out what God's doing right now. It does not mean it won't make sense later. Because the Bible says, He causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him. Amen? Fifthly, don't give in to bitterness. When your hopes are dashed, resentment can set in. If God is for us, who can be against us? So regardless of how deep the pit may seem, God is on your side and He is with you. He will see you through. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. We know whether we go through our valley experience, whether we are in a deep pit, whether we are boxed in a prison, whether we are on the crossroads of our life, you are always faithful to us. You will always be with us. You have promised us that I will never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. That's your promise. You never forget us. And we thank you for that, O God. Today, I pray that you'll fill our hearts with hope. Fill our hearts with courage. Fill our hearts, O Lord, with assurance from your word and from your promises of your word that you are orchestrating a wonderful way out, in this wilderness. Lord God Almighty, that you are, Father God, giving us our heart's desires in due time, and we thank you for that. Lord, we commit our ways and our plans into your hands, and you will lead us and guide us and bless us. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands. Bless them as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses, in running the daily chores. I pray that you will bless the work of their hands and keep them from the evil one. I also pray for the ones who are grappling with their health conditions. So, Lord, I rebuke every and any manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. Father, we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.